Chapter 15. Snow's House. We are hiding behind a tree, waiting. "She's off," I say finally, as Evil Evelyn's carriage rides away. "How long do we have before she comes home?" "She's usually gone for about an hour," Snow says, "so not long." Evil Evelyn is on her way to see her masseuse. Snow said she goes twice a week to get a back massage. Apparently being evil is stressful. We ride Jopopa the horse toward the castle gate. Luckily, he's a giant horse, and all three of us fit on his back. I'm at the rear, Jonah is in the middle, and Snow is holding the reins. Jonah begged for front place, but there's no time for Snow to teach him how to steer and stuff. I want to go home. Now. Enough is enough. Except, maybe we should wait, I say. Maybe we should try something else to fix your story. Enough is enough, but I still feel bad for her. It's not her fault she's so shy that she blew her chance to ride off with the prince and live happily ever after. And it's not her fault her story got messed up in the first place. "Absolutely not," she says. "You need to be home with your parents. Besides, how do you know I won't get my happily ever after anyway? I can keep coming up with ideas on my own, you know." "But," I say. "No buts," she says. Wow, is this really meek little Snow talking? She's getting tougher. "Okay," I say, but I still feel bad. "Okay," Snow says, and we trot toward the ginormous castle. "I can't believe you grew up here," I say with a whistle, or a kind of whistle. Whistling is hard. "What do you mean?" she asks as she steers Jopopa away from a bird. "This place is huge." She shrugs. "Well, it is a castle." And it is. A giant, beautiful castle. With guards and a drawbridge and a moat. The drawbridge is huge. Like 25 feet across and 10 feet wide. And it's hanging from the castle door with big chains. I wish we had a drawbridge at home. All we have are bushes and an old screen door that creaks. Although it would make having friends over a lot more difficult. We are trying to break into a castle. What are the chances this works? I was worried it might be too dangerous for Snow to come with us, but she said she wanted to help. Plus, she's the one who knows her way around the castle. And anyway, the queen's not even here. As for the rest of the people in the castle, we're not exactly sure what they think happened to Snow. Do they think she's dead? Do they think she's in hiding? Who knows what Evil Evelyn's told them? We decide to disguise Snow just in case. Enid has a pink pointy hat that we use to cover her hair, and I coated Snow's very red lips with a dusting of flour. Plus, she's wearing my lime green PJs instead of a dress. It's not as good as the Queen's disguises, but it should do. We are ready. Snow even packed us another picnic of stew sandwiches, blah, for lunch and dinner. Jonah is carrying them in the borrowed satchel again. They're kind of stinky. We pull up to the guard standing by the bridge. Luckily, the bridge is still down since the queen just left. "That's Arnaldo," Snow whispers, pointing at the guard. Arnaldo is very large. Very, very large. And he's using a sharp-looking weapon to scratch his extremely bushy black eyebrows. "You!" he barks at us. "Why are you here?" My knees shake. "We're the new decorators?" I say, except it comes out as a question. Okay, so I lied. Not nice, I know. Lying is bad. But we need to get into the castle, and this seems like the best way. Snow said decorators were always going in and out of the palace, so we decided that if we told them that's what we are, no one would look twice. Arnaldo glares at us. Then he glares more at Snow. He is definitely looking twice. 5 times at least. He mutters. My stomach free falls. He recognizes her. He mutters again. We are so busted. Go ahead, the bushy-eyebrowed Arnaldo finally says. But leave your horse here. Whew! I guess my pajamas and pointy hat disguise worked. We're in! We tie a popa to a tree by the bridge. Then we cross the drawbridge and approach the palace. There's a massive round gold knocker on the door. I'm nervous, Snow whispers. I can't believe I'm back here, and I can't believe Arnaldo didn't recognize me. A pretty, dark-haired maid in a gray uniform answers the door. It's Madeline, Snow whispers. She's the maid. She knows me, too. You're in disguise, I remind her. Arnaldo didn't recognize you, and neither will she. I hope. I really, really hope. Can I help you? Madeline asks. We're the decorators? I say. Again, it sounds like a question. Oh, Madeline says with a frown. We're not expecting you for another hour. She gives Snow a weird look. Do I know you? No, Snow says, hiding behind her floppy hat. We've never met. Never, ever. I am not a princess. I'm a decorator. I pinch her side. Way too obvious. But Madeline seems to buy it because she ushers us into the foyer. The entire room is decorated in stripes. The marble floor is in black stripes. The ceiling has purple stripes. My slippers would fit right in. No wonder Evil Evelyn wants to redecorate. I've been here for 4 seconds and I already have a headache. This is the room she wants to fix up? I ask. No, she just did this room last month, Madeline says. Seriously? Then where? Her bedroom? Please be her bedroom. Please be her bedroom. That would make our lives so much easier. The kitchen, Madeline says. Boo. The kitchen is decorated all in red. Red sink, red table, red pots. I feel like I'm trapped in a giant bowl of cherry jello. I'll leave you to it, Madeline says. I have a lot of sewing to do. The queen's disguises don't make themselves, you know. We wait for her to leave before we sneak out of the kitchen. We follow Snow up 2 winding staircases. This is it, she says at the end of a long, dark hallway. Her room. She pushes open the door and we creep inside. Hanging on the wall is the mirror.